Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Well, it's a Monday afternoon, and guess who's back?
Hello, 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 family. It's that time again.
Dr. Pearl Coupe is back with us for Pearls of Wisdom. Good afternoon, Dr. Pearl, and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Z. It's always a pleasure to be here on our Monday specials.
Yes. Are we on part three today of boundaries?
Yeah, we're on part three on boundaries. As you know, we've been doing a series on boundaries. And one of the things we were talking about last time, in fact, the last couple of sessions, was to mention that sometimes freedom in Christ is misunderstood. Mm. And, you know, we even made reference to 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, which says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yeah.
And sometimes we interpret that to mean, we think it means there's unrestrained liberty.
Yeah.
You can just do whatever you want. That's not what that scripture means. Mm. And so we always have to contextualize things. And so we've been talking about boundaries and the need to set boundaries and the fact that the Word of God itself is a book that sets boundaries, not in a legalistic way, not so that we can't have fun, not to keep us bound in prison,
but
just to maximize, ensure that our relationships are maximized. Because when you step out of boundaries, you know, you offend people, you hurt people, you step out of order. That's boundaries, right, for the family in terms of who is the head. And when you step out of order, the God order that God has placed in, then you're bound to encounter some difficulties. Even for yourself, if you ignore the boundaries that have been set for us in terms of healthy eating and everything, then your body is going to object and you're going to suffer the consequences medically and otherwise. So boundaries really are very, very important and integral to all, you know, every part of our life, for relationships, for maximized health, for just our journey and faith.
Yeah.
Because if you go around sinning, and we're called, you know, into a life that has holiness and righteousness as boundaries, and you decide to sidestep that, you know, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, and it doesn't always mean literal death, there are boundaries, and those boundaries are for our good. That's what we must understand. They're for our good. So today I just wanted to talk a little bit, and I wanted to talk about some of the boundaries that pertain to parental boundaries today.
Sure.
Just a little.
Oh, you're coming for us. You are coming for the parents.
Coming for the parents. Let's come for the parents. But yeah, no, I mean, this is, let me rather even put it parent-child boundaries, because there are also boundaries for children.
Correct.
In terms of boundaries of respect.
Correct.
And, you know, these days, a lot more in this generation than my generation, we were very respectful. We were very mindful. I mean, you'd get into trouble. You get disciplined very quickly.
You knew your place. Yeah.
But now we've got laws that prohibit spanking and stuff. So those boundaries are harder to maintain with such kind of laws, you know. But let me just start off by saying that, you know, sometimes it's good to be friends. I'm friends with my daughter. I've got my youngest daughter still living with me. She's like a bestie to me.
I love it. I love your relationship.
I mean, we go everywhere. We do our spa days. And, you know, she's the only one who's left at home. The others are grown up and out of the house.
Yeah.
However, and I'm saying to parents, it's good to be friends with your children. But there must be a boundary where it is known who is the parent and who is the child. Because I've observed a few relationships where I'm not too sure, you know, in terms of the relationship, how it's panning out.
A whole two-year-old parent.
A two-year-old parent telling, you know, issuing the instructions and this and that, and the parent just agreeing to everything. And I'm like, wait a minute, who's the parent here?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a boundary that we must be careful to put in, that yes, it's good to be friendly, have friendly relationships with our children, but always remember that they are your children first and your friends afterwards.
Yeah.
And they must understand also that, the boundary must be there when they need correction. Don't overlook correction because, oh, this is my buddy. No, God expects us to put in correction. The scripture's dealing with that expectation. Proverbs 22:6 is the scripture for parents that tells us we have to, you know, teach and train and equip our children in the ways that they're supposed to go so they don't depart from that. Mm. That includes correction and rebuke. And if you're just buddy-buddy all the time, it'll be difficult for you to enforce that discipline.
Correct.
And even the day you try to, that child's not going to take you seriously. They're going to be like, what are you trying to do?
Mm.
You know, because we're buddies. So, yeah, don't shy away from setting those boundaries with your children. Remember that the boundaries we're referring to and talking about are kingdom, biblically based boundaries.
Correct.
Not worldly boundaries. So that means the word of God must guide us and be our benchmark and our plumb line. And God expects us to put those boundaries in because we're going to be accountable in terms of how we trained and equipped our people. The earlier we can put in those boundaries and make sure that those boundaries, you know, are put in place, the better. I remember when my daughter was very, very young. I think she was about 8 years old. And she said something, you know, quite disrespectful to me. And so I had to put that boundary in place.
Yeah.
And I remember telling her to say, honey, and because I wanted her to learn from the experience. Sometimes as parents, we just punish children randomly.
Mm.
They don't even know what they're being punished for. They don't know the consequences. It's important that they learn the lesson.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I said, go, I need you to go and study the Bible. Go and study the scripture that talks about honoring your father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told her, I want a one-page essay. Go and type it out on your computer. It was a desk computer then. Mm-hmm. Type it out and let me know why you're not supposed to disrespect me. And
sure.
She put it through under my doorway, wrote the whole thing. And now she understood that respecting me was beneficial to her, not to me.
Mm.
Because the Bible says your days may be long and so that it may be well with you.
Sure.
So she wasn't doing me any favors by respecting me.
Mm.
She was doing herself a favor. And so those are some of the boundaries we must set in terms of you can go this far. We can chat. We can go to movies together. Girl, we can do spa days together.
Yeah.
But what you will not do is dishonor me, disrespect me. So
right.
Those are boundaries that we need to be very careful to set when we're dealing with our children. Teach them the consequences of ignoring boundaries. So I pray for every parent that's out there that God will give you wisdom and grace just to know how to set those boundaries, but still maintain an open communication line, you know, where your children are not scared of you.
Yes.
So don't set such stringent boundaries that, you know, they call you Major General or something. That's the nickname. Where's Major General? You know, because you're just like an army, you know, soldier.
Yeah.
So they should be feel free and open with you, but not to take liberty to do things that they're not supposed to do. And children, observe those boundaries out there. It's for your own good at the end of the day.
Sure. That's a powerful one. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl.
Always
we'll catch
a pleasure.
Up again next week.
Amen.